This is Mishmash, a weekly conversation where we try to unjumble an important and sometimes under-the-radar statewide issue that affects you. Most of the communities across Michigan recently had a November election. It wasn't for the president or for the governor, but there were plenty of interesting questions on those ballots. And for 10 communities, a big question was, what are we going to do about marijuana?
And most of those communities said no, which follows a trend since we legalized marijuana in Michigan of these issues coming up on local ballots, these being ordinances allowing legal recreational pot shops, and most communities saying no. And after this past election, you heard a lot of, this is bad news for the industry. This is bad news for proponents of legal marijuana. It's a little more complex than that. Now, if you zoom into some of these communities and look at these ordinances, they are very specific proposals. It's not just thumbs up marijuana, thumbs down marijuana. These are ordinances that determine zoning. They determine who can open up these shops, where they can open up these shops. And that means that there were actually some pot activists and existing businesses, those being medical marijuana dispensaries that want to become recreational, that were worried about new competition against them and worried also about even being zoned out of their own community for the recreational market. So one of them is Jerry Millen. He is the owner of the Greenhouse Dispensary in Walled Lake, a community that had one of these questions. And he, as a business owner, opposed this for a number of reasons, including him saying it might be going too far, too fast for Walled Lake.
I put a lot of time in this industry, as many of my friends and people I know, good people, put a lot of time to get this where we are. And if we start letting it run amok, because a couple of people in our industry are like, oh, open the cap, make it free for all. No, that will only cause problems.
And you might be thinking to yourself, didn't I vote on this issue a year ago? Why are we still talking about this? But what happened was, is when people decided to legalize recreational marijuana, that came with some abilities for communities to weigh in and to decide how specifically to regulate that. And initially, a lot of communities, hundreds, in fact, said, you know what, we are not allowing this at this time. And now people in various communities are able to put together ballot proposals and, you know, send them to the ballot and say, this is how we think legal marijuana should be regulated in our community. And this is definitely something that people are going to need to watch for, because we're going to be voting on this probably for years to come.
And it's important to note that now, 1 year after people in Michigan said that they wanted recreational marijuana to be legal, that they're finally now just accepting applications for businesses to operate as recreational marijuana stores. So, and we might not see those start for several months now. So a lot of communities, even though they're saying no, a lot of them might be taking a wait and see approach for when these start opening. This is not necessarily a no forever. A lot of these things might be coming up over and over again in the future. It's going to be a slow burn.